Live from the GPB newsroom, good Monday, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Georgia Public Service Commission is considering a proposed increase to the electric bill of every Georgia Power customer. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Georgia Power would like to increase the base rate customers pay by as much as $17 a month by 2022. The first of three tiered steps toward that goal would come January of next year. On the first day of public hearings, the hike drew criticism from retirees on fixed incomes like Gloria Wood.
I find myself in a monthly dilemma of whether to pay bills or pay for my medicine. As a member of one of the oldest Golden Age clubs in the city of Atlanta, the rate increase will cripple our community.
Georgia Power says the increase is needed to help retire coal ash ponds, recoup hurricane losses, and update the electrical grid. Hearings run through Wednesday and then resume in November. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The highest-ranking Republican woman in the Georgia legislature has thrown her name in the ring to replace retiring Senator Johnny Isaacson. House Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones has submitted an application to Governor Brian Kemp. The 74-year-old Isaacson is retiring in December due to health issues. The University of Georgia is set to develop a new flu vaccine. The National Institutes of Health awarding the university up to $130 million. The director for UGA's Center for Vaccines and Immunology, Ted Ross, will lead the new research.
We're trying to break that paradigm where we're going to vaccinate people at any time in the year and give them lifelong immunity to all different strains of influenza.
Researchers will work up to 7 years on the project. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.